IRS Commissioner Doug Shulman described to Senate appropriators back in June what could happen if Congress slashes $450 million or more from the division's budget.
Cuts of this magnitude would be substantial and affect all of IRS operations, from answering taxpayer questions on the phone to frontline compliance activities such as audit coverage. Because the lost revenues from reduced tax law enforcement, cuts such as those in the House budget resolution would actually increase the deficit by decreasing revenues.
With fewer IRS agents watching, he says, taxpayers may be more inclined to fudge the numbers on their returns. That means less money for the federal government. But so far, Congress isn't listening. The Senate version of the bill cuts more than $450 million from the IRS. The House cuts $600 million.
It is true that every agency is taking some hit, but few are so dramatic as that has been proposed for the IRS.
National Treasury Employees Union President Colleen Kelly says that's neither fair nor smart, considering the IRS brings in more than 90% of all government receipts.
The agency that brings in more money than it spends, why would you not fund it so that you can address the deficit situation as well as just keeping the other agencies at levels that allow them to deliver on their critical mission.
But she says Congress is following a formula dictated by the new Dodd-Frank Act meant to increase oversight of Wall Street. It shouldn't impact the IRS, but it does. The law says fees the Securities Exchange Commission collects can only be used for the SEC. Kelly says lawmakers used to tap that money to pay for the IRS. Now they can't.
Well, we actually think that in the Senate, it wasn't about support. It was about this SEC funding situation and the funds that were available. We think absent that, we would have seen a much different proposal in the Senate than we did in the House.
Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee that handles the IRS's budget. He said in a written statement that budgetary circumstances stymied the committee's ability to address the division's critical needs, and he regrets that. The IRS hasn't said how it would cut the more than 4,000 positions or trim programs if the budget passes. The workers' union hasn't given up hope on plumping the IRS budget somehow. Kelly says it's rallying members to lobby their lawmakers and the public.
Most American, you know, citizens are not thinking about what would happen if there is less money to fund fill in the blank, the agency that they and their family depend on, whether it's about school lunches or Social Security benefits or health services.
She says federal employees do their work under the radar, so it's easy to take them for granted. But if IRS cuts mean less money for other government operations, then the division that taxpayers love to hate might actually get some sympathy. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.